Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We welcome on Cheektowaga Town Supervisor Brian Nowak as we talk about the upcoming town budget that may include a significant property tax increase. Brian, thanks so much for joining us. Under your proposal, residents would see about a 7.6% increase over the next year. It's something we've talked with you in the past about this. You've been very forthcoming about the need for an incoming tax increase. I'm interested to roll back the clock a little bit. You had many public hearings on this issue. What was the general feeling then? What are you hearing now?
Good morning. So, since I've gotten into office in 2024, we had a nice storm. I had a baby, and within the first 60 days, I talked to folks about how since 2020, our new appropriations, our spending was up $10.5 million, while our revenues were only up $2.4 million. There was a structural deficit that was growing. You know, in 2022 and 2023, we had tax levy increases, or we had spending increases of around $5 million, and the tax increases that came with that was about $3,000. So basically we said, you know, we're going to raise spending $5 million with contracts, new obligations, and how are we going to pay for it? We're going to sell used tar. That should cover it. And that doesn't make any sense. So in my time as supervisor, between Facebook Lives and especially town hall meetings, I've taken the time to speak with residents and listen to their concerns about the services they like, the tough budget decisions we're going to have to make, and some of the things that we're facing. And there's a range of opinions on it. As I've said previously, you know, there's folks that are obviously concerned about the revenue, the tax increase that we're going to have to address at some point because of the new spending obligations. There's recommendations to cut services, but again, everybody has a range of opinions on how to go about that.
What is the likely increase that homeowners are facing?
I'm not certain yet because the budget that I propose is the tentative budget, and we have a Republican majority here in town. I'm one of two Democrats on the board out of a board of seven. So the board majority is able to look over that budget, as they should, and make recommendations, make changes, make cuts. And we're going to have 2 days of public budget hearings open to the public on October 9th and October 10th, starting at 9 a.m. We're going to live stream these meetings on YouTube, as we do all our others, and we're going to go over the budget in detail. I expect changes to be made to this budget. It'll be interesting to see some of the recommendations that are going to be made because, yes, you can cut office supplies, but that's not going to offset $1 million of new pension obligations. Yes, you can cut certain culturals a little bit, but that's not going to offset more than $1 million of new health care increases. Yeah, we can take out a vehicle purchase or two, but that's not going to offset the more than $2 million of new compounding labor costs with our five public sector unions and the minimum wage that are building in these budgets.
So you're expecting some changes, but the plan to not move that much. When you talked with people and they said, you know, okay, I understand this, but what about cutting that? What were those areas, I'm interested to know, when you talk with residents, that you heard most frequently people would be open to cutting? Because whenever the idea of a cut comes along, no one really ever likes the idea. But what were those things that you heard that people would be open to?
I'll say it this way. I'll tell you something that I proposed in the pushback to it. In the 2025 budget, which, by the way, was approved unanimously, Republicans and Democrats very slightly amended my budget, over 99% of the proposed spending and revenue increases remained. And everybody was on board with that after we adjusted slightly. One of the adjustments that was made is I proposed to cut to our beach and pools budget. Personally, I didn't want to do it, but my job is to represent everybody into balanced budgets. So this is one of the things I proposed. There's a lot of part-time costs within our beach and pools budget. There was bipartisan opposition to that, and the board overruled my budget and put money back there for our beach and pools. Personally, I like to see that, but we have to find a way to balance our budgets. I've proposed things over the years to try to keep us from getting into this situation. You know, in 2020, for this 2024 budget, we were talking about purchasing a garbage truck. My recommendation was to raise the tax levy to cover those costs. The preference of the board majority at that time was to take it out of the savings account. Now our sanitation, our garbage district fund is under the minimum of the fund balance policy, and that's something that I'm working in the 26 budget to repair.
Brian, you must remember the 11.4% increase in Amherst recently. Was that in the back of your mind at all as you've been going through this process?
Yeah, my approach to this job is to be forthright and honest with people. You know, it's describing the math here. When you raise spending $5 million and you try to pay for that by selling a used car, you're not having balanced budgets. You know, the revenues went up 3.25% in this town since 2020, and the spending went up nearly 11%. You know, especially the budget that I inherited in 2024, it turbocharged the compounding on wage and health care and pension growth, and it drained down some of our reserve accounts. My approach to this job has always been to get out in front of folks, explain what we're dealing with, listen to them, take that feedback and do the best I can to give folks what they want. You know, we've got a board here that wants to fund infrastructure on a cash basis. They don't want to raise taxes. They don't want to cut services. And this budget, in a way, is a result of board majorities getting what they want and winning policy battle after policy battle. The result is staring us in the face of, we've committed to new union contracts and these things. We haven't raised the revenue that we needed. American Rescue funding that was helping out in the infrastructure side temporarily is now committed to things and improving infrastructure here in town. And we have to deal with the compounding on the cost growth while we didn't work on the compounding on the revenue generation.
Is this the breaking point, or are you trying to avoid the breaking point? And I guess that's a way of asking the dumb question of, what if you just didn't do it?
I can give a political answer, but that's not going to help anybody. The honest answer is we could probably kick the can down the road another year or two budget-wise. But this is, if it's not going to hit me as town supervisor, it's going to hit the next person. You know, that I don't want to kick the can down the road anymore. We have highway fleet of aging vehicles. We've got sanitation trucks in our fleet that are 20 years old, and they're talking to us. They need help. I mean, we have needs for our buildings. And on top of all of that, we have a situation with the budget where we have contractual obligations with sanitation services, with sewer needs, with labor contracts, that the compounding of those costs is growing faster than the compounding on the revenue that we're bringing in. Is it a breaking point this year? I don't want it to be, but if we don't deal with this in a quality way now, balancing service cuts that may have to happen with revenue increases, it's going to hit the board in a year or two. It maybe it's 27 or 28 if we don't do what we need to do this year. But I introduced a resolution in January to have public hearings on the tax cap. The board voted that down, didn't want to even have public hearings on the tax cap. I've been trying to talk about this stuff. That's why I'm on with you this morning, to make sure everybody has an opportunity to understand what's going on.
Really quickly, because we are out of time, we do have to go, but what is the date that this would have to be approved by?
We're looking at the middle of November. I think the date's November 18th, 19th.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much. And I know you'll be on our air a little bit later on next week. That's Cheektowaga Town Supervisor Brian Nowak joining us live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.